Angry MGTOW here, and men are falling in love with sex dolls. Yeah. There's no intro. The intro will be returning soon, guys. I gotta go fish it out or make a new one. So, men are falling in love with sex dolls. Tough shit, ladies. We're gonna be looking at a video today where some bro basically proclaims his love for his bitch. It's not a bitch ball, but bitch bot, but it's bitch doll, right? His bitch doll. And you have to understand, and he's gonna talk a little bit about the reasons why he's doing this. I think women are so fucking lost right now. They don't realize that men have been moving on without them. Okay? I mean, it's like I said, 2020, it's going to be the great pussy crash of 2020. Everyone's going to talk about it. It's going to be in the history books. Let's go ahead and jump into this little video right here. This guy seems pretty damn happy with his bitch doll.
Hello, everyone. Oh, great. This cord's doing this again. Okay. This is my first video to my new channel called The Idolater. It's completely dedicated to my companion, Melissa. Now, as you can tell, Melissa is a very special individual to me, especially. And I thought it would make the most sense to start off from the very beginning and make a review of her. Now, I own her for not primarily for what her main function is. Now, let me clarify that because I have a tendency to ramble a lot and be very unclear by what I'm saying, because this is a very, I think, you know, and sexual health to me is a very awkward topic, and I'm not good at talking about it. So anyways, let me clarify what I'm saying. Melissa is a love doll. She's a sex doll. That is her main purpose. That is her main function. She's a very high-end form or tool to masturbation for the most part, for most people, or that's what people at least have that general perception. She's made of silicone. She's 65 pounds, and she's got a posable skeleton that can, you know, you can contort her to almost any position. You can dress her in any fantasy. You can do any sort of, like, you know, live out your sexual fantasy, essentially. However, that is not why I decided to buy her. That, you know, those aren't, that was not my primary need for her. Need. So with that in mind, I guess I just needed to throw that out there. But anyways, this is what I wanted to say. When I was really, really curious and trying to interested in this kind of underground culture of love doll owners and everything, I had the hardest time.
So let's just... First off, RT Gaming just left $2 via Super Chat. Thank you, bro. He says, get back to the kitchen and make me a sandwich. RT, you know, I've known RT for almost a year now. I'm so proud of how far he's come as a young man. You know, they tried to put this whole Asperger shit on him. This kid is developing into a fine young man. Fine young man who understands women and exactly what their function in society should have been. You're right, dear ladies, that kitchen is not there waiting for you. We don't need you anymore. But listen to this guy. This guy is essentially in love with his sex, with his bitch doll. All right, he's in love with his bitch doll. That's where this is going. I haven't even watched this entire video. I wanted to watch it with you, but it's been a while because I just found it when I started clearing up all my other content.
Finding... You know, I guess what I was looking for, I don't know if this is, I think all guys do this and many females out there who can attest to this as well, but when you are internet shopping and you see something that you just, oh yeah, I want this, I need this, you're not gonna go out and just get, you're gonna read the reviews, you're gonna go on YouTube. And what I do is I go on YouTube and I see product review videos, and that's how I make my purchase. That's how I'm like, okay, this is something I watch. And then I'll go and watch all those crazy unboxing videos, because it's just like, I am just like, oh my God, I can't wait to get this. Like, I mean, it's going to be here in a few days and I'm going to be unboxing it, whatever. So the problem I came up with is I looked everywhere on the internet and I just had the hardest time finding some very good product reviews of Love Dolls from Love Doll. I don't know if it's, you know, Love Doll owners are just very shy and afraid, or, you know, it's not allowed on YouTube because it, you know, it says title sex doll, you know, you go for it, you know, whatever. And there's a wonderful YouTuber by the name of X Branded Video Reviews, who actually has a hobby of reviewing sex toys, and actually made a wonderful doll, a review, very detailed review of his doll. As DS doll, it's a Chinese doll, very similar to Melissa, who's I ordered from 1AM Dolls. She's also a Chinese silicone doll. So I wanted to help out that community who is trying to find information and wants to know, is this worth buying? Melissa was, I believe, $2,800, I think like $2,850. And that's a very big price tag. For some people, that is an expense well worth it. And I guess I just like to share my review, because I think for my case, it was very well worth it. And I might get to that later. Probably not in this review. Probably not. Just to keep things simple. So let me just get on to the general review. I ordered her off 1AM Doll. She's a Chinese doll. 1AM is kind of like a vendor or some like secondary company to a Chinese company by the name of JM Doll. These dolls are custom made, apparently. You know, they're not just sitting around.
So, Archie gave me 1016. She left another $2. He says, mother says, he said that his mother says that because of Asperger, says I'm MGTOW because of Asperger's opinion. So his mother is saying that the reason why he's a MGTOW is because he has Asperger's. Listen to this shit, guys. His mother is saying that the reason why he's a MGTOW is because he has Asperger's. And he just left me another $2 right for angry. Thanks a lot, little bro. Thanks a lot. Guys, listen to this dumb shit. His mother's a psychiatrist. He says that he has Asperger's. He's a MGTOW because he has Asperger's. Do you hear the dumbest shit in the world? How about he's woken up to the and seeing the female bullshit? All right? Guys, we're winning. We're fucking winning. Listen to this guy in the video. This guy is done with women. All right? He has found his happiness. He's found his happiness. He's not going back. This guy is emotional with his bitch doll, all right? This is who he loves. This is who he loves.
It said the production time was around 24 days. She got to me in about 15 or 16 days. It was the worst 16 days of my life. I felt like I just couldn't, like, wait. I was ecstatic, you know, when you're just checking every single day, the tracking ship to see where the hell this product is. No, where it is. Okay. She weighs 65 pounds approximately, and she's 145 centimeters, which translates to, I believe, about 4'1". Don't quote me. I'm just throwing off numbers off the top of my head. I can't convert centimeters that quickly, but I know she's 145 centimeters. Well, at least the product description says she's 145 centimeters. Actually, she's closer to around 138 when she's got her feet kind of bent in the up position. So I don't. First of all, you should understand that I don't see her as a tool or a means to masturbation. She is much more important to that. She's a hobby. She's a therapeutic aid to me. She's a female presence. She's essentially a partner to me. And by me kind of putting a personality inside of her, she also communicates with me. She also has similar interests to me, so she's also a reflection of myself. So my review has kind of two different levels to it. So anyways, just throwing that out. So the
So the
size.
size, ladies, you should be so. You're gonna say women are gonna say, "Oh, this guy's mentally ill." Guys, ladies, do you see how easy this shit is? He put a pair of glasses on her, a love T-shirt, and that's his bitch. That's his bitch, all right? And he is so fucking happy with her. Who else is happy for this man? I'm real happy for this man. Who else is happy for this man? All right, guys, it doesn't take much. Doesn't take much to replace a bitch these days.
She's not as tall as me, which is good and bad. Because she's sort of full size, not easy to conceal. So for if you're married, I don't exactly recommend it unless you have really special circumstances, if you have a partner who's okay with it. But if you're trying to hide it from someone that you need to hide it every single day, it's very diff I think it would be very difficult. She's extremely heavy, very fragile, and you can hang her in your. The easiest way to store her is, well, you have to basically hang her up in a kind of a neutral position. You can't kind of ball her up and throw her under your bed. You'll damage her silicone. She's very fragile. Melissa, in particular, you can unscrew her head and then put in a little bolt in place and hang her up. I've never really had to do that because, well, I've done it about four times, but for the most part, I don't need to hide her. I live completely alone. There's nobody who comes in and out of here. And I like her to be in I like to be in her presence, or I like her to be in my presence, whichever way. She also sleeps with me at night. So, that's where I'm at. I can see you explaining this to like a girlfriend or saying, like, hey, this is so like I don't get lonely or something. I don't know. Anyways. So that's the weight. Okay, the general care and maintenance. She's extremely fragile. Silicone, she tears very, very easily. You have to be extremely careful with her. But to that extent, she's also designed for a very aggressive behavior. Her fingers, I think, are the most fragile part of her. She's got finger wires in here, which is kind of poseable. You can make different kind of finger poses. I generally put socks on her. I took it off for the purpose of this video so you can kind of see her hands. But just to kind of when I'm moving around so she doesn't like scratch or break or any damage, you can get finger pokes, which is where the wire kind of pokes through. And so you have to be very, you have to have a certain amount of respect to the fact that you can't just toss her around. And I kind of it makes me appreciate her more. I treat her as if she's a human being. She needs to be washed and bathed regularly, depending on how
Depending on
much
how
you
much
use
you
it.
use her. She needs to be washed and bathed regularly. Drunken Dragon says, take her top off. Guys, I'm telling you. I told you, ladies are not there. Women are asleep at the wheel right now. Someone made a great comment. Like, I saw a comment on this fuckboy's video that was criticizing me, and they explained to him, listen. If you try to get rid of Angry MGTOW, someone angrier will just take his place. Y'all aren't gonna get rid of me. You get rid of me, someone else. It's like the Mexican cartel. You get rid of one of us, someone else is just gonna take our place. Taz and MGTOW, show us your tits. Oh my gosh, guys. I told you shit was over. I told you it was over for women. I told you it was over for them.
And then you
And then you
also need to
also need to.
apply, what's it called? Corn starch on her skin, which kind of keeps her from getting all sticky and tacky and helps her clothes slide on and off. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. When she arrived to me, she was essentially naked. I dress her to generally resemble that of a very kind of a person who's in her pajamas. She's kind of wearing my pajama pants. They're really loose on her. I kind of just like seeing her just looking like she could be sitting there reading or having a cup of coffee or something like that while I'm just kind of busily doing my thing. Next thing. Oh, she had a wig. She has a wig. Right now her hair's up in a kind of a bun. I've been struggling with her hair. I think the wig's a little cheap, and every time I brush it, she gets a lot of bedhead. And we've lost a lot of
It's a
hair.
lot
Let
of
me
hair,
say
let
it
me
like
say it like
that.
that. Indominus Migtal says, if they grew angry, if they get rid of you, I would gladly step in to take your place. Guys, like I said, I've already said this, and I said Indominus Migtal is my protege, and he's a lot angrier than me, all right? And I will do my best to make sure that he is set up before they take me away. You heard me right. Shit, you know what? Fuck this. I'm gonna make sure we gotta start working on Indominus MGTOW. We got a lot of guys, Joshua Hatch, making content. We've got Chris Cantu. Chris Cantu is killing it. Indominus MGTOW is a very special guy. Very special guy. All right? Let me tell you something about Indominus MGTOW. Indominus MGTOW hates everyone equally. Equally. You hear me? All right? That guy, no homo. I love that guy. I love that guy. And I will do my very best to make sure that he can continue where I leave off. All right? You know, like how you have the kings and you have like the lieutenant, and there's the lieutenant waiting to take over for taking over for the king of the cartel. That's my lieutenant right there. All right? And he's gonna step right up. Step right up, y'all. So you try to get rid of angry MGTOW, you're just gonna get an angrier MGTOW in his fucking place. All right? You can't get rid of us. Another one will just take our fucking place just like that. Someone is waiting to take my place right now. Gabriel Judas just left $5 via Super Chat. He says, great advice, angry.
So, the wig was not that great. I think there are some wigs that are a little higher quality, and then part of it is my fault for kind of letting her hair get kind of out of control. You know those rough nights. But anyways, she only came with like a thong. No, oh no, she. I'm sorry. She came with a blouse and a skirt. I really didn't put it on her. They're pretty nice, pretty high quality. They fit really nicely. My problem is that I prefer loungewear, and I have a variety of different outfits that I have for her, but they
But
all
they
just
all
kind of
just kind of
generally,
generally,
when I
when I
see.
see this guy's, so he got slut wear for her. What did he do? He made her look like a fucking lady. All right? Men are tired of the whores. Men are tired of whores. Men are tired of the sluts. We're tired of them. We're tired of the whores. Look how she looks. All right? He's got earrings in her ears, a pair of glasses on. All right? Her hair is up. She looks like a very homely girl. Looks like a really sweet girl that I think we'd all like to have a nice girl like that by our side. And she knows what to shut her fucking mouth.
I feel very relaxed. So that's that. Okay, so I'm gonna stop just about here and finish my other part in a second part. So stay tuned for part two.
Guys, I told you. I told you we're at the end of women right now. We're at the end of women. They don't even realize it. They don't even realize just how fucked they are. Slutware, Nomadic says slutware is pointless. All right? These women don't get just how fucked they are. They fuck things up so badly for themselves, and they don't even realize it. They don't even realize how badly they fucked it up for themselves. Men don't want them anymore. Men are more than happy with a bitch doll or a bitch bot. The bitch dolls are going to be about $10,000. MGTOW Madman Reborn. $5 for MGTOW Madman Reborn. Yuko, my bitch doll, in 2 weeks has replaced my separated wife of 14 years. I'll never go back. Bitch dolls rule. Get one. You hear that, guys? Bitch dolls rule. Get one. Go and get yourself a bitch doll. All right? Thank you, MGTOW Madman, for that $5. All right? $5 super chat. Women are so fucked right now. They're so fucked. And I don't think they get it. They don't get it that men are coming. They're like, oh, I don't care about these men. I don't want that loser anyway. All right? Who the fuck do you think you're going to get? All right? Tyrone and Chad, they're only there for pump and dump. Tyrone and Chad are only there for pump and dump. They don't give a fuck about you. All right? And there's plenty of pussy out there for Tyrone. Let's just make that real clear. Plenty of pussy out there for Tyrone right now. You know, Tyrone ain't putting up with that bullshit either. Let's make that real clear. Tyrone's not putting up with that bullshit either. All that bullshit that women are doing these days. Tyrone's not putting up with that bullshit. Women are in some extraordinary trouble. Extraordinary trouble. If anyone wants to call in, don't forget that the phone number is, you can join the live chat. Join the live chat, boys. By join the live chat. You can come. This is live. If you want to get on a conversation, my email address is in the description of the video. And I will send it over to you. You can call in if you want to talk, be a part of the conversation. As I said, this was happening. People didn't listen to me. People say, angry, you're crazy. Well, guess what? Who's the crazy one now? Men are going their own way, finding happiness with a piece of fucking silicone. That's how easily women are replaceable today. I'm here enjoying my life, vaping my ass off. Don't got a bitch to worry about. All right? I just opened up Skype for you guys. So if you guys want to call in, all right? Our call-in number is now, we are now online. Anyone who wants to call in. Oh, shit. Hey, you are now live with Angry MGTOW. Who do I have on the line?
It's Timothy
Loiza. Tim! What's going on, bro? You hearing me all right, Tim?
Yeah, I hear you.
So what do you think?
I hear you, Angry. It's good to hear you.
Good to hear you from you, Tim. Tim's always sending me emails. So, Tim, what do you think about this whole thing?
I think it's awesome. Let me tell you. Believe it or not, I'm asexual and aromantic. I love the cognitive capacity to become that. And I love it because I get to focus on my ambitions, focus on myself. And let me just tell you something to be honest, because I don't like wearing a mask. I see no point. Because if you wear a mask, what's underneath it? You're hollow and transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. My dad, he's a simp and a cuck. I love him, though. But I try to wake him up to the system, and he knows the hypocrisy. I even catch him on it. Yet he gets angry and gets a temper. Because he's been... Well, he lived in an odd situation, especially he didn't learn his lesson after the marriage from a bitch of an ex-mom. Let me tell you, she abandoned me on Christmas of all time, but still, I learned my lesson.
Your mother abandoned you on Christmas. We need to take a step back. Let's hear a little bit about that story.
Okay, my mom, she's a sociopath with borderline personality disorder. I found that out. It makes sense of her nihilistic and out-of-control behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like Rick Sanchez toxic level. That's what I'm telling you. That's how bad it was. But not regretting shooting toxic Morty.
And when you say abandoned...
That's how bad it was.
when you say abandoned you.
Continue.
No, when you say abandoned you, what do you mean? RT Gaming is trying to call in. RT, come on. RT, you can get online after Tim has told his story. All right, so go ahead.
Okay. Oh, all right, so I made sense of all her behavior. She's going to pull the plug where she gave me a place to live so I can focus on finishing high school. I used to be a big sick hug back in high school. But until I figure out the cynical and now it's the truth. And I embrace it all. It helped me open my eyes. And I love it. But, okay, straight to the point. She's about to pull the plug, and after that, she told me that where I'm going to go, either I live with her new husband at the simp and a cuck. He's miserable. I've seen him last time. And she only births children for getting money and alimony and dog support. That's what she told me before she abandoned me. She only sees it as utilities, so you're dead straight right. I think that's one of the reasons why my dad and I don't really get along, because my dad, after the divorce, he became bitter and hollow. Despite putting on a cheery facade, I can just tell. You want to calm off of it, that temper goes off? Oh well, his problem, not mine. And that's why I moved out of there. I've gotten a place, $450 a month, free internet, all utilities paid, everything else, bed included, and a bathroom. I need to focus, and he's disorienting my education at trade school. I don't go to college because that place is a place for hive minds. And I'm a man. I'd be troubled. I'd be dead meat.
Mm-hmm. So your father is in a relationship with another woman now.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you, this woman passed her prime. 40 makes more money than them, but fake up stuff. He looks younger. He looks like he's 20. That's how young he looks. He's 43, but yet he looks 20. And he doesn't want to break the cycle of being out of there from the 80s, it seems.
And you've spoken to your father, and you said, listen, Dad, you know, what you're doing is some sick shit. And he's not listening.
Yep, because he says I'm wrong, because I should just accept it. This is how women are. I go, like, no, Dad. Why do I have to accept this? Look, I know you believe that all women are bad. I sort of see that, too, and I accept either way. But look, there are some that are, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying. But I don't really care because I don't want to marry or date because too much of a risk, no reward. And besides that, sex is negative infinity in my mind. And the stock price, that's how much it's worth to me.
Okay. Have you ever had sex with a bio bitch?
Nope. I mean, the only thing I want to do is grope and that's it, by my consent.
The only thing you want to do is what? You said the only thing you want to do is what?
Grope by consent.
Aha. Let me tell you something, dude, about titties. You'd be surprised. A lot of these girls, you'll discover that a lot of guys have bigger tits than these bitches out here. I mean, their chests look like...
No, I know. I know. Iron boards or pancakes. Yeah, I know. I don't care. I just move on. I just, you know, I gotta focus when I need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to remember the guy I told you about, Mr. Isaac. No, Fisher Case.
Yeah, I remember you wanted us to do a little collabing.
We're trying to get Chris Cantu on board. He hasn't emailed me back yet. Trust me, we're gonna try to spread. I mentioned your name on the radio about your cryptocurrency, so you got free advertisements.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And also, anyways, I also am starting more businesses on the side, and also gonna help becoming my own neobanker and help people invest in crypto before it's too late. And all the thing I ask for return is, you know, $650 a month for maintenance. And if you ever want to take all of it out and cancel your account, I keep 10% of your crypto, all of it. That's all.
Now you said invest in crypto before it's too late. What do you mean by that?
You know how it's going up. Look at Bitcoin. Look at Ethereum. Litecoin. It's going up.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that can afford it. I met some people at my work, and they're interested. I got to finish the website, though. I'm still working on it. Also, I'm working on a rental service. I can't go into details because you got to sign a non-disclosure agreement for that. And also, like I told you, I'm making a video game based on real life. It's that satire, despite taking place in another universe. I'm not going to explain any further because I don't want my idea to get stolen. I'm trying to split this in the cornastic truth with euphemism and symbolism and art. That's what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask...
It's a fucked up world. Okay, continue.
Now, MS Bithet, our resident millionaires in the chat, shout out to MS Bithet. He says, fucking women. Guys, MS Bithet is one of the wealthier MGTOWs, pops in and out. And I've spoken to the guy, all right? And this is a guy with a shitload of money who's been smart and made good investments saying, fuck fucking women. That pussy isn't worth it. So, you know, and you know, let me tell you something. How old are you, Tim?
I'm 21, and I don't have interest for sex. Never did. Just only want to grope, and that's it.
Let me tell you something. Careful with that groping, because they'll say that they grope. They'll say you'll grope them. They'll say that it was intercourse.
I know. That's why I don't really say it. I just say I'm honest about it, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to grope. I'm just going to say it up to their face because I don't really give a shit. I don't give a shit about most people. I only like kind and genuine people. That's my only, you know, thing to the rule. I'm a misanthrope. I'm a misanthropic MGTOW. I just don't like kind and genuine people. That's the exception to the rule.
MS Bithet in the chat, our millionaire, says, my hand is always better. Ton of money. Thanks, ex-wife, Monique. There you guys go. Joe Google says, I remember when a Bitcoin cost $12. Now they're $6,000.
I'm a little bit late to get on the train, but I, you know, started as soon as I can. I traded some of my Ethereum to some of your Red Pill coin. It says it's still processing. Does that take place on November 1st when it comes fully?
Yeah, it's 4 to 6 weeks after November, after it closes. Because all of you guys are getting them at 50% off. All right, so all of those are being processed manually. Everybody's getting their coin set. Everybody's, that's 50% off. So you got 50% off on your order, right? Did you get some coins back in? Did you also get some coins back in July?
Yeah, I did, and also I got some recently right now, a while ago.
Okay, so guys, keep in mind that guys like Tim, who purchased their coins back in July, not only did they get them for a penny a coin, they also got a bonus. They got a double bonus on that. So if you bought, let's say, 10,000 red pills back in July, you got them for a penny. And then you also got an additional 10,000 on top of that later on. All right? And now they're going for 5 cents a penny. You can get them for 2 cents a penny based on the MGTOW discount. When we start the third round, when we start the second round ICO on December 1st, they'll be going for about 10 cents a coin. Get some red pills now. Get some red pills now.
Also, Angry, I'm going to let you know ahead. You may get a lot more from me. You want to know why? GMA is going to put me on one of their leadership boards. I'm going to be my own boss, essentially, making 5 to 6 figure income.
Wow.
And convert it all to crypto.
You know, let me tell you something.
Yep.
I'll tell you something. A lot of men are suddenly realizing, holy cow, I don't want to keep my money in the bank anymore. So while people notice that Bitcoin goes down a little bit, those are some people who are cashing out a little bit. But the people that are sticking around, they're leaving their money in Bitcoin because they don't trust it in the fucking banks.
Let me tell you, I only keep 150 in my checkings and 50 in my savings. I keep it all at home. And also, if I want to make a big purchase, of course, I want to put all the money there and make that purchase immediately. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't touch my crypto unless I'm going to convert it to another crypto. That's it. I save it.
Commander Rob says, I'm worried about my money in my savings account. I've said this already. It's going to end up like Greece. You're going to go to the ATM and they're going to say, oh, we're sorry, you have a limit of $300 or $200. Guys, as the economy takes another shit, that's how it's going to be. You're going to have like a $200 limit at Bank of America. And when you go, they're going to say, if you want more money, you're going to have to come into the bank to get it. All right? And they're going to say something like, and by the way, you're going to have to, if you want to take out more than a certain amount, if you want to take $1,000 out, you're going to have to call in advance to get access to that money. They're going to make it extremely difficult to get access to your money going forward.
Like, God, that's corrupt. But no, it's the government. What do you expect? Tell it to you. If you go any against them, it's a gun to your face. My dad says that's not true. But look at Al Capone. Perfect example of what my meaning is. And guess what? I told my dad, hey, I got the technology. I got the skills. Want to invest in crypto? He goes, like, yeah, I want to invest. Guess what he says? Not now. I'm okay. Dad, I have the technology now before it's too late. He goes, nah, I'm okay. That is a simp and a cuck to the max, despite him saying, yeah, I want to do it, but no. And of course, he insulted my passion. He never helped. And I'm going to tell you this, but I didn't sign up for it. When I was a kid, you know, I have autism as well, but to the point, my mom and her former boyfriend at the time, they signed me up to Social Security and autism, and I wasn't very, let me just tell you, I was very, very odd when I was a kid. I didn't understand certain things. But for the time being, I had to get it because guess what happened when I lived with my dad? He told me if I wasn't on it, he wouldn't give me any food unless it's out of the goodness of his heart, which is rarely.
Oh,
so I wanted to starve to death, basically. I needed that money despite, you know, I don't like doing it, but now I have a job. I got to pay him my debt, but still, I just needed that at that time or else I would have starved.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, he's a good guy, but here's the thing. He's just bitter. That's all I ever will be. He will never learn. He will never break the cycle by saying he's breaking the cycle. But no. Do what I'm doing. Don't date women, even their past their prime. Just move on. I even try to tell them, cut off all ties with girls for a whole month or two and see how much you'll progress, but doesn't want to. But well, that's his problem, not mine.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've said this before. Your father's actually a generation that is actually a generation Xer. He said he's 43, right?
Yeah.
So he's 9 years older than me. All right, and I'll tell you this: like Generation S, he's on the cusp of the. He's kind of like getting. He's right around there. So he's not that much older than I am. And a lot of people this age, it's hard for them because like they know that something's wrong and they know better, but it's hard for them to. You know, learn. My father is about 63. My father's like 20 years older than your father, somewhere around there, 62, 63. And I've said this plenty of times. Back in the 70s, my mother was busy being a slut. I've seen the pictures. All right, no one wants to see your mom rocking a bikini. I've seen the pictures. My mom was busy being a slut and hanging out with celebrities. And my father was busy fucking pussy from one corner to the next. All right, you know, the boomers were busy with pussy and cocaine. They were busy with pussy and drugs back in the 70s. They were asleep at the wheel. 80s, they were busy with cocaine and crack. And 90s, they were busy trying to get rich off the dot-com bubble. And now they're basically trying to keep their social security. Joe Google says, angry as a cusp millennial, meaning he's not a total failure at life. That's the thing. I'm a zennial. Exactly. So I'm thankful. I'm 1983. Jack Meoff says 1983 also. And us younger guys, we realize, us older millennials, we realize that, you know, this thing is fucked up. I just lost Tim, guys. Just lost Tim. Tim was on the line. But definitely thanks for being, Tim, for being with us. If I can't get him back, thank you for Tim for being on. What's his name? RT Gaming. If you want to call in now, go ahead and call in. If anyone else wants to jump on the air, just send me an email. I got my cell phone right next to me. Let me see here. Okay, I got another guy who wants to talk. Let me go ahead and send him the number. All right, guys, I'm amazed. Like, I just got the call in set up yesterday. And so many of you guys are calling in. We had a Navy veteran call in yesterday who just, oh shit, RT is not fucking around. All right, RT, you are now live. What's going on, little brother?
Well, the connection's a little shaky and I'm not too good on time, but yeah, I'm just checking to see how this call thing works. And yeah, just gonna be here for about 10 minutes, maybe less.
All right, RT, so what do you got? What do you have to say?
Well, I don't really. How do I put this? Well, first off, I'd like to thank you for your great work. Second off, I'm wondering how we can split this even further, because I've only converted 4 people, and that's not enough. There's still SJWs everywhere, and we need more people to join this. Do you have any tips for people wanting to convert others? Do they start with your content? Do they start with Sandman? Like, what do we start with? What's the first red pill you give someone?
Okay, so I would honestly tell people to not start with Sandman. That's my own personal opinion. Is not to start off with Sandman, because Sandman's a fucking monotone cuck. I personally think that everyone starts off at a different point. And I think you could start people off with my content, or you can start people off with Joshua Hatch or Chris Cantu. Those, you know, I mean, I'm definitely biased. If it's a teenager, you can start them off with someone like Teen MGTOW as well. That might be able to relate to them a little bit better. Okay? There's definitely a lot of options right there. And I think you should just basically find out where their mind is at and help them to,
so
you think
a more individual approach per person would be better than just a set first red pill for everybody.
Exactly. But I would definitely not start people off with Sandman, because he's so fucking monotone. People can end up thinking, oh, this is MGTOW. No, that's not MGTOW. There are many different varieties of MGTOW. And it's like, you know, there are people who my content resonates with. There are people who Joshua Hatch's content will resonate with. There are people who Teen MGTOW's content resonates with, because he's actually there right now. He's actually in that situation as a young person. So, you know, again, there's definitely a lot of different areas, that there's a lot of places, a lot of bases to cover. And you really want to just make sure that you start people off, give them a variety to choose from, and take an individual approach, and, you know, see basically what works for them. You know, I mean, you're 16 and you're on this channel. You know, there's, again, it's about the individual. You know, sometimes a single father might be the best person to explain his walk through MGTOW versus angry MGTOW, who's basically saying, you know, fuck all these bitches.
Now, the second question is, what is going on between you and the monkey? Because sometimes I posted, go check out Angry MGTOW in the comments of Turtling Monkey videos. There seems to be a lot of tension in the comment sections. What is going on between you and the monkey?
Me and the monkey had a falling out of a few months ago. Basically, you know, he's Sandman's little bitch right now, and Sandman eats cockroaches out of his ass. So that's kind of it. You know, he's a hypergamist. He made a video where he basically said he believed that hypergamy is a good thing. And he's a hypergamist little ape. So, you know, he's spreading AIDS all over YouTube, and, you know, that's on him. But as far as a relationship or a friendship between me and him go, I hear your cat in the background. There's nothing there. You know, I don't have anything to do with the fuckboy.
Sorry about Commander Milo. Mom took him to get shaved, and now he has no hair.
Why'd she do that?
Because she didn't like how he was getting mats in his fur and his hair was getting unkept, so she took him to go get shaved.
Wow. Okay.
And the last question is a joke question that might... Yeah, no, I think the last question isn't good for this channel. It would get you off of YouTube.
All right, go ahead. You know what? Just for that, go ahead and put it on there. Go ahead and put it on there. Just for that. Okay.
What is your answer to the Jewish question?
The Jewish question.
You don't have to actually answer that, but if you have an answer, because some people say that Jews are the master race, and other people say the exact opposite, so I'm wondering, what is your opinion on this?
Well, a lot of people...
Because I personally think they're great.
A lot of people say that the problem is not actually with Jews themselves, but with Zionists, who they say aren't real, who aren't actually Jews. I mean, my take on the whole Jewish thing is this. I know that there are some Jewish men who are also... you know, going their own way, and so I don't want to basically attack every single person simply say that, oh, because you're a Jew, you know, you cannot be a MGTOW, or, you know, you're automatically a part of this New World Order bullshit. I will say, though, as a group, the Jews have done a lot of things that have led to oppression of different groups. I mean, don't forget that the Jews in America and in other countries helped finance the Holocaust. So you have to, and it's a known fact. It's a known fact, you know? The Jewish bankers helped finance the Holocaust. But you have to really think about factors such as that. And when you consider those things, you do have to say that there are issues among the Jewish communities themselves. I mean, if you go back to Germany, look at how things went down. You know, they said that they were blaming the Jews for something that they weren't responsible for. But while people were starving in Germany, the Jews were, like, walking around with gold fillings. And their communities were like, you know, they had money. They were basically taking all the money in and they weren't letting it back out. They were basically hoarding all the assets amongst themselves. They disassociated themselves with everyone else. And it's not fair. It's really not fair. And I'm not in any way justifying the Holocaust.
I honestly did not believe you would answer the question.
I'm not in any way justifying the Holocaust, but I am saying that you do have to think critically about these things. RT, I have another call coming in, answering this call. Yeah.
I'm just going to drop out.
Peace out. All right, so guys, we have another call coming in. I'm trying to get it on. You know, my computer is essentially dying right now, guys. I'm going to do like a special stream so that I can buy a new computer. I know you guys are like, what the heck? You're on air with Angry MGTOW. Who do I have on air? I'm having a little trouble hearing you. There's a lot of noise in your background.
Yeah, I'm just here to listen.
Oh, you said you're just here to listen?
And talk, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, what do you think about what we've been discussing? Who is this?
Me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Derek.
Derek, okay, Derek. So, Derek, you know, you hear what we're talking about, men going their own way. Did you see the video I just played where this guy is basically in love with his bitch doll?
With his sex doll, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I mean, do you think that you're going to see, do you expect that things like this are only going to become more rampant and commonplace in society?
That's a good question. You never really know how things are going to turn out. The world's getting crazier each time you look at the news, and who knows? Some people do that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any personal stories? Do you have a personal story to share about maybe how you found your way to MGTOW, how you ended up becoming a MGTOW?
Yeah, I bet I can dig up a story about that. It's no big deal. It's just, I was searching on YouTube. You know who I pay attention to are Dr. Random McCam. You know him?
I do not know that person.
I don't know what to call him, but he says some pretty good stuff, you know. He's got some good points. He's coherent, he's intelligent, and I think that's valuable to listen to the people who you agree with, because if you don't agree with them, why would you listen to them, you know? So I first started hearing, because I never really used to hear guys talk against women and stuff, or just, you know, things in general, because I kind of grew up in an environment of fear. We're not really supposed to talk about anything that's bothering us. And so when I started listening to Dr. Random McCam, I really respected his opinion, and it helped me to understand some of my own.
Mm-hmm. You said that, you know, men are not really allowed to talk about their feelings and, you know, what's going on. You know, I mean, expand on that a little bit. I think that's a really interesting point.
Well, yeah, you know, it's men aren't supposed to talk about things. Well, women too. People aren't supposed to really talk about things that bother them. Complain. For me, you know, complaining is a woman thing. you know, it was never okay to complain. It's something that, you know, women do. So if I do it, you know, I'd be called gay. I'd be called, like, you know, well, you're a pussy, you know, kind of that thing, is what I mean when I say that we aren't really supposed to talk about what bothers us. And that's really not fair, because men are human too. We have emotions just like women, you know. And it's not really fair to block out that part of our humanity and pretend like it doesn't exist, which I think is the attitude of some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned not to talk about things that bother me, and that just kind of causes an emotional suppression of sorts that can cause mental illness and problems and other undesirable traits.
You know, it's funny. Whenever men start talking about their problems and their feelings, then all of a sudden women basically start saying they're weak, they're effeminate, they don't want to listen. They call them names, but then they say that men don't know.
That's true. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
But then they say that men don't know how to express their feelings. In reality, women don't want men to express their feelings. What they want is men to continuously validate them.
Really? Hmm. Yeah, it's unfair. First off, they want us to express our emotions, and then when we do it too much, they tell us to dial it down. Like, okay, you're a man, you're not supposed to have, or whatever, all those feelings. Yeah, it's totally a double standard. That's what exactly a perfect example of a double standard is. When you're told to do something and you do it, and then later on you're told not to do that, and it kind of confuses the person. Like, what am I supposed to do? What do you expect from me?
Mm-hmm.
And so, growing up in my environment, I'm an only child of a single mother, right? And so I grew up without a father, and I think that was bad for me, because I never really had a role model to show me how to do things and how to act and how to be a man. And I grew up without brothers and sisters, so it was just doubly bad for me. Plus, you know, I have this large family, but we're all estranged, and so I have nobody else except my mom telling me what to do. And, oh, you're going to get a kick out of, my story once you hear what my mom was like, man. Oh, man, she is so... I don't even know where to start. Ask me what she's like.
What's she like?
What's she like? She screams, she yells, and only when growing up, when we were home alone, she would scream and yell. And then when we're around other people, she would, you know, put on this face, start smiling and stuff. I don't know what words I could use. Controlling. You know, damn near abusive, and growing up in that household, you know, over the years I could feel my building anxiety and mental problems. Just the way she was raising me, I don't agree with now, but as a kid, I really had no choice. I had to, you know, stand it. And so when I was 11, Child Protective Services came and took me, and I was away from her for 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just stop you for a moment, guys. If I see that some other people are trying to call in, listen. Wait until this one person is off the line, and then call in afterwards. All right, guys. So please just wait a little bit. Once one person is off the line, then go ahead and call in. I think Jeff Mehoff was trying to call in. So just RT Gabe is trying to call in again. Guys, listen. Just wait until one person is off the line and then call in again, all right, guys? Just wait a moment, all right? So go ahead, continue your story.
And the 2 years I was away from my mom were probably the best. I started doing better in school, and I wasn't taking medication, and I was still getting in trouble. You know, that's normal for a boy to get in trouble. But my point is, those were some of the best years of my life. I was with family who I love, and they were raising me correctly. And then when I was 13, I went back to live with my mom, and everything went shit, just downhill. I started having mental problems, and everything got worse. And it just went downhill from 13 to now, just downhill. I met my best friend when I was 13, and when we were 16, he introduced us to smoking cigarettes and then alcohol and then pot. And then one night, he persuaded me to smoke meth. And I gotta say, guys, that shit screwed me up for weeks. And I will never do it again. I was a wreck. Never do that. Never feel like you have to do that. And so after that, I was kind of lost because I dropped out of school. I couldn't get a job. I didn't have a GED. So luckily, I found a place to go for a while to make some cash and get straight. And I went there a few times over the last few years. And it's a really great, really legitimate place for guys 18 to 25 who need a job and a place to stay and, you know, good male role models. I can definitely recommend it if you live in California or even in Texas. You can come from Texas to there. It's really legitimate. But it really kind of saved my life because I was suicidal. And I guess my point to all this is, why did I have to go through all this? You know, I grew up pretty well. I think of myself as a, you know, a good guy. You know, why did I have to go through that kind of stuff? And every time I think about it, it comes back to my mom and how she raised me to think, because she's a very paranoid person. You know, she believes in government conspiracies, and, you know, she would bring this shit up to me when I was really young, like 7, and it would really fuck with my head. And I just think that if there was a father there to kind of intervene in that behavior, I would have been better off.
So she basically got you wrapped up in her irrational fears.
Yeah. Irrational, just every day, you know, since I was 13, just scared of all kinds of shit and not really happy, you know, just never happy, really going downhill. And, you know, there was nobody around to really tell me, hey, you know, Derek, this isn't cool, you know. But I would talk to my auntie, my sister, her sister, and she would say, yeah, your mom, she's mentally ill, man. But I didn't understand, really. I was too young, and no one stopped it. I really wish that someone would have stopped it, but no. And so here I am, 25, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't have a job, and fucking I'm not on the right medication. And, you know, I'm just a mess. I'm just trying to get by in life. And
Okay. Well, all right. Well, brother, first off, you're in a community among men who care about you. I can tell you one thing right off the bat. Chris Cantu. Do you know Chris Cantu?
No.
Chris Cantu, he's a great content creator. If you go to my YouTube homepage, you will see a link. You'll find a link to his channel on my channel. You can send him an email, chriscantu@gmail.com. He's definitely he has like that life coach vibe.
Yeah, I see.
Okay. If you reach out to Chris, just say Angry sent you. I honestly believe that he could help you restructure your life and come up with a plan for getting your shit together and getting your life back on track. You're 25 years old. You're a man of value. Your life is not over. All right? Okay, your life is not over.
Yeah, I will. I'll give him I'm looking at his YouTube right now. I'll email him.
All right, bro. So listen, thanks for coming on, and it's going to be all right. If you ever need to chat, send me an email. All right, bro?
All right. Yeah, thank you.
All right. All right, guys, if anyone else was trying, if you were trying to call in and you weren't able to get online, go ahead and call in again, and you will be able to get on now, okay? So, guys, just wait until, like, you know, wait until the call ends. Wait until the call ends. Hey, Angry, I'd like to get on the call just to ask you questions. I like your take. Yeah, guys, so you have to wait until the call ends. If you're trying to call in while I'm talking to someone else on stream, I'm not going to be able to take your call. So just go ahead and wait until the call ends and then call in. RT Gaming is calling in again. What do you got to say now, kid?
Joshua told me to ask you if you could host a Discord/channel-wide game of Hearts of Iron 4.
Of what?
Hearts of Iron 4, it's a World War II strategy game. Joshua was wondering if you could host a Discord or a channel thing where everyone gets in a multiplayer game and then they play out World War II.
That sounds like a really cool idea. I can definitely try to do that. I'll be honest, my computer is dying right now. I'm gonna do like a special video so I can buy a new computer, because you guys are killing me. You guys are killing me, kid. You guys are killing me.
Also, Josh, just to let you know, Joshua calls Franco, and I called playing as Germany. So if this game happens, we have those two countries reserved.
Whoa. How the fuck do you already call dibs? That's absolute bullshit, kid.
Discord.
All right. You guys are full of crap.
Shit. Well, yeah, he wanted to know if the Hearthstone 4 game could be set up. It'd be great. You could have, like, 40 or 50 people in one game. It'd be amazing. Yeah. Everyone gets their own little country. It'd be great.
And no one wants to play as the fucking USA anymore. Seriously, this is bullshit.
Actually, the USA is actually a pretty good country. It does nothing for the first, like, 5 years of the game. But yeah, it's a really good game. It actually has a great community that is striving for videos. So if you got like, if you have put up multiplayer video games with multiplayer videos or MGTOW videos with that in the background, it would bring in new people. So yeah, that's what I forgot to mention in the last time I called.
Get out of here, you brat! All right, guys. If you want to call in, if you've been trying to call in, try calling in again. Like I said, you have to call in gotta call in after the next person's off the line. But guys, we're having fun today. We're learning a lot from other men. You know, men coming together to learn from each other. Men coming together to express themselves freely and share their experiences. That's what it's really about. That's what it's really about, okay? You know, it's about being the best version of yourself and not letting anyone define that for you, okay? That's the honest to goodness truth, right? We got another call coming in. Shit, I can't believe so many calls are coming in. All right. You are live with Angry MGTOW. Who do I have on the line?
Yo, it's Jack Meop.
Whoa, what's going on, Jack? Whoa, bro, aren't you like in Australia? You're not in Australia, are you?
No, I'm not in Australia. I'm in USA.
Okay. What's going on, brother?
Oh, not much. Got off work early, which I'm fine with. And, I don't know. I was listening to the stream, was bored, figured I'd call in because I missed on the first stream. Hey, when are you going to start going rage mode once in a while, Angry? You're going to have to change your name to Happy MGTOW if you keep this up.
Happy MGTOW. Oh, guys, you guys just like take and take and take, you know that?
You used to give the rage for free, bro. now we can't even bribe it out of you. How many super chats I gotta give you to have a rage mode once, like, every 4 weeks?
You've been getting them just about once every 4 weeks.
Well, I hope it's not like a period, then.
No. It's just right now, Red Pill is sucking the energy out of me. And, you know, at the same time, I'm kind of, like, feeling a little happier with life here and there. And, you know, it's again, you know, I'm angry, but I'm not angry all the time.
You got any insider speculation on where the Red Pill's going, like value-wise?
Yeah, I do. So, I mean, what's happening with Red Pill, right? Angry MGTOW, the bipolar MGTOW, black old Jesus. Fuck you, old Jesus. Guys, where the Red Pill is going right now, it's going up. The value just keeps on going up. As more people buy it, the supply is going down. The value, the demand is going up. And, you know, next year we definitely see, we can see the red pill increasing substantially, because the one of the major purposes for red pill is helping content creators to helping fans to support content creators as well as store wealth. And you know, a lot of people are being kicked off YouTube, off other platforms, being banned. Even people who run blogging sites or news sites are having their, you know, having their AdSense accounts terminated. And this really gives people an opportunity to support their fans, support the fans, to really support the creators. You know, you talk about Patreon, and Patreon is going downhill. Patreon's going downhill right now. And, you know, you don't even know how long people are going to be on Patreon. So, and even PayPal is like terminating the accounts of people who they're saying are Nazis. Someone said, is Red Pill Coin a
block? I bought some Red Pill. I was curious, what's the concept on the loaning them out? Like, how do you collect the interest?
You can collect, okay, so I get what you're saying, marginal trading. That you can, that is, the concept on that is basically, if you can use sites like Poloniex.com, once they're listed on Poloniex, to do marginal trading. So that's something very big that you guys will be able to do as well. Because don't forget that I don't own Red Pill. Red Pill is decentralized. Once that's in your pocket, that's your crypto. So you can use it as you see fit, and it all comes down to supply and demand. Now, what we're doing with Red Pill is we're also opening it up to other services. So, for example, we might have a Patreon integration coming soon, where people will be able to tip their favorite content creators. Red Pill's right on Patreon. That's just an example. So we're trying to integrate it into as many different services as possible, from YouTube, from an API on YouTube, to Patreon, to Twitter. We're really making some real strides on it. Right now, we're focusing on the rounds, but we're working on the software in the background as well.
Is it going to get its own exclusive wallet, or do I have to keep it in my little custom folder in the Ether wallet?
What we're doing right now is we're working on the application for Red Pill. That's going to be out early next year. Okay, so the application for Red Pill on Android devices will be out early next year, and the one for iPhone will be out in the fall. The good thing with Red Pill, though, is that you can store it on, here's something else that we have in the progress of Red Pill. We're also working with other apps, wallets that exist to support Red Pill. You'll be able to store Red Pill not just on our custom wallet, on our wallet, but you'll be able to store them on a slew of other wallets that support various different cryptocurrencies. So Red Pill is going to be supported by a ton of different wallets as well. You won't just have like one wallet to choose from. You'll have tons of them on Android and on iOS. All of that's in the works right now, and we're updating the roadmap with that too. Lots of work.
Well, I already noticed you can store in a few places, but, you know, they're like S wallets that have the ability to, like, store other coins, including custom ones.
Don't forget that.
I had to put my red pills into my Ether wallet to, you know, get them. I had to fill in, like, the R pill and that long code and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, so for example, you can store it in my Ether wallet. You can store it in Mist. Mist is the official Ethereum wallet. You can store it on virtually any Ethereum wallet that allows for custom tokens. And like I said, we're working to ensure that Red Pill will be on many, many other wallets very soon. So you won't just have one wallet to choose from. You'll have many to choose from that are not even controlled by us. We will have a great wallet for you guys soon, which will allow you to send coins more easily to your favorite content creators or to each other. That is something that is in the works. But again, there's so much potential and so many different ways you'll be able to store it and use it. Just give us a little time. We're working our asses off to get it for you. Our development team is small, but we're doing, and as you can see, we're working fast.
Are you going to advertise this thing through 4chan? Because that value would skyrocket if, like, you know, the Kekistanis were all over this, more than just, like, the MGTOW. And I know that there's people that overlap in both communities.
I mean, definitely jump on. If you guys are on 4chan, personally, 4chan's a very interesting community. It's like one of those, you know, should I or shouldn't I? But 4chan is definitely, the Kekistanis definitely would be interested, I think, as long as you guys present it right. We're going to be setting up some faucets also so that people can get some red pills, like, you know, not a lot, maybe like 20 to 30 red pills through some of the faucets that are going to be set up. So those are coming very, very soon as well. Okay, so
I got one question about China. I have a buddy who went there last year for a job that sends him all over the world, and he only ate McDonald's while he was there, because the first time he went out to eat, he was eating the rice, and it was crunching, and he found out that they were grinding up bones and mixing it into the rice, like, to prevent calcium deficiency. Is that true?
I've had food poisoning twice this year. I'm just going to leave it at that.
But that sucks. I don't really got nothing else to say. I just been. Oh, one last thing about crypto. Are you like me? Are you like pumping it all into mostly ETH, thinking that Bitcoin's about to get burst and everyone's going to sell off into ETH and have that value just like skyrocket? Like, the banks have a stake in ETH, and so it seems natural to want to gravitate where they're at because they're making sure their nest egg isn't the one that pops.
Okay. All right, so Bitcoin is predicted to go up to, at the minimum, of $27,000 next year. So at the end of next year, Bitcoin is estimated to be up to $27,000 minimum. However, there are some other big investors who are saying that it will actually be up to $100,000, which I do not think is impossible, considering the volatility that we're going to be seeing in the economy as a result of, you know, cuts to welfare, healthcare, all of these changes, plus the fact that all these bubbles are about to pop, from the student loan bubble to the just about everything. Everything's basically on the misandry bubble. All of that shit's about to pop right now. Women are going to be hit the hardest. Automation is kicking off, and it's really going to shift into high gear next year as well. We haven't seen anything yet. This was like this year was essentially like the proto year for that. Next year, 2018, things are really going to shift into gear, and everyone's going to start dumping into crypto. Bitcoin, I believe, is going to remain the king of cryptos. I honestly do. It will likely have some ups and downs along the way, but it's going to continue to skyrocket. However, Ethereum is going to skyrocket as well, big time. Blacko Jesus just left $1 by a patron. Thank you very much, brother. My opinion is this, is to diversify. In terms of where I have my money right now, I have a lot of my money in IOTA. IOTA is one of my favorite cryptocurrencies because it allows transactions without fees. And that's a pretty big one. So I have a lot of my money in IOTA. And I see that there's going to be a giant resurgence in Ethereum next year. I think Ethereum is going to hit anywhere between it's going to hit $500, undoubtedly. I think Ethereum might even hit $1,000 next year. And as Ethereum increases, all the other coins, all the other cryptocurrencies that are under Ethereum are also going to go up. Go ahead.
Well, my concern with Ether is that I think it's going to be the one that everyone, like, panics into. I feel like it's really stable, and it feels like it's being held down in value. Like, as Bitcoin's been flying up and Litecoin's been slowly kind of back and forth, but mostly up, it seems like Ethereum has been intentionally kind of choked down to the, like, high 200, 290s and stuff. And I believe that is because they're trying to bubble up Bitcoin. Like the banks do not want Bitcoin to be the flagship because they don't control it. And at least with Ether, they have a stake in it already. And that's why my prediction personally is that they're going to pump Bitcoin up and dump it on us and watch Ethereum be the sell-off currency, where they sell off into Ethereum and watch its value just like skyrocket at the same time as Bitcoin pops and plummets. That's my prediction. And I'm not saying it could be like next week. I'm saying I think that's their aim. And once they destabilize it that much, the government's going to get involved and regulate. Like, you're going to start seeing regulations coming in. Because if it's unregulated and tax-free and people are abandoning fiat for it, they're going to go where the money is. And so it's like, my goal is to just kind of let Bitcoin be sold off into Ethereum and just have been collecting mostly Ethereum.
Listen.
I mean, I've been picking up a lot of Litecoins. You know, I picked up Red Pills. I mean, I'm definitely going to get more IOTA now that, you know, I'm kind of thinking on it. I unloaded my Ripple. It wasn't doing nothing. I mean, it's cheap, and if it ever goes up, it's a win, but, yeah. Ripple didn't seem to have a lot it could be traded with on the exchanges, so I just abandoned it.
My opinion is that, again, right now there's kind of been, because everyone's, like, so bullish on Bitcoin right now, they're pumping money into Bitcoin. And like I said, Ethereum is going to go up significantly, but don't bank out on Bitcoin. Don't give up on Bitcoin. Bitcoin is growing rapidly. I mean, it's like next year you're going to have people sinking their retirement accounts into Bitcoin. I'm telling you, Japan is already, like 68% of the world's transactions are now happening with Bitcoin, are happening between Japan, South Korea, and Japan, South Korea, and another Asian country that I can't recall. So, I mean, you guys have to understand that, you know, but when it comes to Bitcoin and Ethereum, hold both. Hold both and hold Ethereum-based coins as well, like Red Pill, because there's a lot of potential there. It's right now, you know, Warren Buffett, I don't agree with him on everything, but a point that he says is this. He says, invest when everyone's not investing, and don't hold when everyone is investing. That's the best. That's how you get rich. And right now is the best time to invest in a lot of these other currencies while their value is lower. Because you'll notice that even a few months ago, things like IOTA was like at a dollar a month or two ago. It's like a 2 months ago, IOTA had to hit like a dollar. All right. So IOTA is going to skyrocket up again. Other cryptos, Ripple, again, Ripple is a funny crypto, but there's a lot of things happening in the background with Ripple, and I honestly do think that you at least have the potential of doubling your or tripling your money with Ripple if you hold it for another year. But if you want to make a significant amount of money, I would honestly say stick with Ethereum, stick with Bitcoin, get some Red Pills, because right now you can get Red Pills at the very lowest, you're getting them at the lower end right now. Red Pills, I can honestly see Red Pills going from, you know, we were selling them at pre-sale for a penny in July, and by December they're going to be up to 10 cents per coin. I honestly could see Red Pills going for anywhere from $1 to $2 next year or more.
Well, that's not a bad return, especially if you pump, you know, hundreds or more in. I mean, I didn't pump hundreds in, but I'm definitely going to pick some more up tonight while it's, you know, on the ass end of the sale, the ICO.
Guys, don't forget that the Red Pill sale ends on October 31st at 12 a.m. So you really only have just a little over another 24 hours to go and pick some up, about maybe a day and a half if you're in the U.S. or less. And once, you know, because like I said, come December, right now you can get them for 2.5 cents. They're 5 cents for the general public right now. MGTOWs are getting a special discount of roughly about 2.5 pennies per coin. They're going to be 10 cents come December. And we have a lot of, and, you know, we have a new director of operations that's working with all the different people in the cryptocurrency. And we expect a lot of big things to happen. A lot of the affiliates, we expect a lot of affiliates to come in. We're seeing a lot of positive reception. Our press releases are popping up in a lot of different places. So again, get some Red Pills now while you still can. Don't cry a year from now. Big things are happening. Anything else, bro, or did I answer everything?
I mean, I don't really got nothing else to say. I'm still brain dead from work. It's a football game, and my extra job is a job I've had for a decade, so... It involves pizza, as you can imagine, the misery.
I hear you on that, brother.
It doesn't help that the team tends to do well recently. Like when I first started that job, you know, as a kid, basically, you know, the team around here sucked. And then there was like a brief year where they did good, and then lately they've just been fucking annoyingly good. And I'm hoping this year they suck. So far they've been hit and miss this year. If you're wondering, it's the stupid Seahawks. But, yeah. All right, I'm going to jump in the shower. I'm going to keep listening. I don't want to tie it up for everyone else. I've been on here long enough.
Jack, I'm so glad I finally got to hear your voice. Glad talking to you. Hope that you're on another call soon enough. All right, brother?
All right, I'll harass you via Super Chat sometime. Probably not today because I'm jumping in the shower. I'm not typing in the shower. I'll listen from the shower, but I ain't typing from the shower.
All right, brother. All right. So guys, I mean, there you have it. There you have it. You know, we are making a real, we're making a real difference. We are changing things. Men are having a significant impact. And I mean, there you have it. Call after call after call is coming in. All right? We are a real community of men going our own way. All right, I am so fucking hungry right now, okay? You guys have had me on this thing for over 1 hour, all right? You fuckboys have had me on this chat for over one. Oh my gosh, another call is coming in. Guys, are you kidding me? I wanted to go grab a bite. Thank you for calling in. You're with Angry MGTOW. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, I called earlier.
Oh, you called earlier. Who is this?
Derek.
Oh, Derek. Welcome back, Derek. Did you have something else you wanted to share?
Thank you. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want me to, I'm just kind of hoping I'm listening to what you had to say, but yeah, I can share.
Derek, you know what? Hold on a second. I'm going to put you on hold. Hey, you're connected to Angry MGTOW. Who is this?
Yo, my boy Angry. This is Josh.
Oh, my gosh. Joshua Hatch.
Yeah, boy.
Josh. Sorry, Derek, we just got disconnected. I had Derek on the other line. Derek, I apologize. Call back in after I get off with Josh. Joshua Hatch, the troublemaker. Dude, you're causing too much trouble. Causing way too much trouble these days. You know that, right?
Yeah, man, I got exposed. What the hell's going on, man? It's crazy. It's unreal, man.
Josh, you were streaming. I heard a birdie said you were streaming from class the other day, huh?
This was the second live stream from the class. I would say the first one that filmed the day, because Howard Dare was like, holy shit, is that what's happening in your class? The problem with that class is pure brainwash. It's cancer. I'm glad I'm not physically paying, because that goes just to pay for the class, but holy crap, dude.
I mean, you're in ground zero right now. You're in the mind control central, huh?
It's a cesspool. I don't even know how this has to do with computer engineering. It's like, oh, we're gonna mandate this class. Everybody has to take it.
So this is a gender studies class.
It's not gender studies, sociology, but it's the same damn thing. Mm-hmm.
So you're
So
you're going to school for computer programming, huh?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of guys, you're going to see a lot more guys going to like these trade schools, going to the academies, and completely skipping over college very soon.
Hell, I don't even know why I'm in college. I feel like most of this stuff I can learn on my own.
You know, the thing is, with most of the best programmers in the world are the ones who are self-taught.
Absolutely. That's what I think, because I got started by reading a book when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. So, Josh, so how's the content coming on your channel? Did you release, when's your next video coming out?
All right, so I broke my laptop. Well, I didn't break it. I can't say who did, but I'm getting it's back on the fence, but I'm uploading it through my desktop. So, next question out today.
Next video is later today, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Guys, definitely check out Joshua Hatch's channel. Josh has a lot to say, a lot to offer. He puts on some really crazy content with the word re spread out. What the hell does re mean? What the hell is re, Josh?
It is the call of the Kekistani people.
It's like the call of the Kekistani people. How old, Josh, are you?
I am 20 now.
You're 20. All right, so you're like you're almost in that RT gaming peer group.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait for those deck bots to come out, man. Ooh, those bitch bots.
I'm gonna try to get the creator of one of those bitch bots on a stream. I've actually seen him post on a couple different places, and I'm actually gonna try to get him on. I'm gonna see if ask him if he'd like to come in. I'm gonna ask both of them because one of the guys from like Abyss, he said that MGTOWs are buying his bitch bots. So I mean, we're like, obviously we're his audience. They're gonna, you know, this, it's a great opportunity for them to talk to us directly and, you know, to really like, you know, advertise and to, you know, share more about what's happening. So I'm gonna try to get these guys that are actually making the bitch bots to come on, and who knows, maybe they might come on. They might actually come on. Because they're doing amazing things.
It's the best thing that could ever happen to any MGTOW, really. Sure, some people complain saying it's not the real thing, but for me, it doesn't matter. It's cheaper in the long run. Keeps me company. Put that bitch in the closet.
Yeah, and no STDs, no periods, no nasty bio pussy. You don't have to deal with bio bitches anymore.
Hell yeah, I don't have to deal with this bullshit. Like I said, my biggest, oh my god, all these women in South Florida are crazy. They're absolutely crazy. The school I went to, 60% of the kids had a form of STD.
Shit.
You had to do background check. I have a notebook saying who has been with who. That shit's filled up. Oh my god. That's my form of safety, but holy shit, it could save the world in its death.
Yeah, you know, it could definitely, like I said, happy days are ahead for men. Very sad days are ahead for women. Very sad days. Josh, I am starving. I definitely want you on another podcast later. I want you to call in. You got the number now. I'm gonna be getting off in a little bit. Josh, how many people are watching right now, Josh? I can't even look on my end because like you guys are like. You guys are blowing up my phone. Like, how many people are watching right now? Can you tell?
Actually, I really can't tell because I'm watching my dog at the moment.
You're walking your fucking... Wait, you're streaming? You called in like this? Wow.
Yeah.
that's insane. I mean, that's amazing. So we've got guys walking their fucking dogs, calling in Angry MGTOW, and just getting on the air. Now, that's fucking incredible. And, like, that shows how technology is changing. And like I said, YouTube is a dying platform, and we're moving on to other platforms. There's we'll be creating our own platforms. You can't stop us. And like I said, if they try to shut me down, someone else is going to take my place. It's probably going to be Indominus MGTOW, but who knows? It might be Joshua Hatch.
Nah, man,
Indominus
got you, man. I'll be after him. Mm-hmm.
So many people want to call in right now. Shit. Like, I'm getting caught, like, hey, can I get on there?
Alright, but I can get off if you want. Alright, everybody, remember, MGTOWCon 2018.
Okay. Guys, MGTOWCon 2018, do not miss out on it. Do not miss out on MGTOWCon 2018. All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the stream. I'm going to be doing a special stream for you guys so that I can raise some money for this new laptop, for this new computer. I'm going to get a special one that handles streaming better, because you guys are destroying my laptop, all right? You fuckboys have destroyed my laptop. You guys are asking me to game while I'm talking on the phone and doing all this shit, all right? And you guys aren't letting me rest. So I could just do two things. I could go jerk off, or I could get a new computer. Then when I get a new computer, we're going to do a special stream, raise that $1,000 for that new computer. And I want to know what you guys think. I want to know if you guys enjoy this format where I've got people calling in. It seems like you guys obviously do, but I want to hear from you directly if you're enjoying this, and if you want to see, if you want every video to have a call-in option so that people can call in and give their feedback. Because I'm literally blown away that you guys are doing this. Go get some fucking red pill coins, all right? Don't fuck around. Get some red pill coins. Red pill coins. Join my Patreon. Get some red pill coins, because if you don't, you are going to miss out on the deal of a lifetime, all right? And don't come to me a few months from like now saying, hey, Angry, can I get some of your red pills? Because at that point, those are my red pills, all right? Those are my red pills. Everyone else bought their red pills. Those are my red pills. So, and I'm not giving anyone my a share of my red pills. So go. Someone said, fuck red pill, no liquidity. Let me explain something to you. Fuck U.S. currency, no liquidity, all right? Here today, gone tomorrow. The only thing that backs U.S. currency is good fucking will. You know what backs red pill? Supply and demand. All right. So guys, let me know what you think. If you agree that sad days are ahead for women, happy days are ahead for men. Like, share, subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video. Guys, how many people are watching right now? Because I can't see it. I'm like so curious. I really want to know. Like, someone put it in the chat. Tell me how many people are watching right now. Because we're I think that we're doing amazing things. We are literally transformative. We are changing the game entirely. All right. 133. Wow. Incredible. Incredible. And it's going to keep on growing. Like, share, subscribe. And if you like the video, share this. Peter Shankman said 25 to 30. Probably. Fuck you. 135, 138. Like, share, subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. I have a new theme for you guys soon. And just remember, intro. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.